Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Have you ever happened to you? Raise your hand. Has it ever happened to you that I couldn't understand it then? But after I got through it, then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things.
That's Les Brown. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining me today as we have one of the most popular and dynamic personal development speakers, Mr. Motivator himself, returning to the show to encourage us to go after our dreams despite the challenges and the hardships that will inevitably come. Here's Les Brown. Enjoy.
Next step is, not only is it possible and necessary, and it's you to live your dream, to make this greatness that you have within you become a reality, but what I've come to appreciate when you're working on changing your life, changing some bad habit, getting out of addictive situations or relationships, or working to build a dream or making a difference in our society, or learning something that's very challenging. Here's what I realize, ladies and gentlemen, and develop a great deal of respect for. It's hard. Easy is not an option. It's hard living. Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you you're finished and give you 1 week severance pay, and you got to start all over again. It's hard when you are married and raising children, and your children are crawling, and your husband dies unexpectedly. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard. When you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. It was rough when I lost my job, and I could not find a job. It was humiliating and embarrassing, borrowing money, and then I couldn't pay the money back when I told them I would. That's rough. How people look at you, how they respond to you. It's very hard. It's humiliating. Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Have it ever happened to you? Raise your hand. Has it ever happened to you that I couldn't understand it then? But after I got through it, then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things. That as you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, But you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender and say, okay, all right. I cooperate. Okay, I learned. Okay. It had to wear me out a long time. So if it's hard, then do it hard. Now, how do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times? Les, you must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. I can see people coming out talking to a guy out there watering and fertilizing the ground that's not showing anything. Hey, what you doing? You've been out here a long time, man. And the conversation in the neighborhood is, you growing a Chinese bamboo tree, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see ain't nothing showing. You know that's how people gonna do you? So how long you been working on this? How long have you been working on your dreams? And you have nothing to show? This is all you got to show? People gonna do that to you. And some people, ladies and gentlemen, they stop. Because they don't see instant results. It doesn't happen quickly. They stop. Oh, no. You got to keep on watering your dream. And when it began to happen, they stopped laughing. They said, look. Whoa, look here. It's, look up. Hey, man, you know, I know you could do it. Look here, you got a job here? See, during those hard times, we didn't know how you're going to make payroll during those times when you fail and things didn't work out. They were nowhere to be found. But you know what I discovered? When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard. Now it takes us to the next level. If it's hard, why do people do it? You ask people who do things. Why do they go it? People who climb mountains just for the sake of it. Nobody paying them to do it, just do it. Somebody said, I'm going to run around the world. He said, well, why would somebody want to do that? I'm going to swim the Atlantic Channel. Why? Why do people do that? I wondered, why would a Nelson Mandela give up 26 years of his life? Why do people do that? Here's what I discovered in high school. High school, I decided I wanted to go out for football. Never forget this. And I discovered why people do things. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Even though it's hard, it's worth it. It's worth it. See, one day we had Coach Elkin Hepburn had this plaque down there. And this wood on the floor, on the ground. He said, Brown, come over here. Had my suit on. I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm going to have old Larry Littles down there. Oh, big Larry. Yes, sir. Big, fat, sorry Larry. Yes, sir. Brown, I want you to get down bullneck. Yes, sir. He said, I want you running Larry. I want you to put your helmet right in his pit, right up and hit his chest and knock him off that board. You hear me, Brown? You can do that. Yes, sir. Can you do that? Yes, sir. Say, hubba, hubba. I said, hubba, hubba. He said, Brown, I want you to knock him off. You're going to make the team. I know you can get him, all right? Look at him. How sorry he is. Knees knocking and everything. I said, yes, sir. And he went down to Larry.
Larry Littles, who played 12 years for the Miami Dolphins, all pro for 12 years. This is a bad, big dude. 250 pounds, strength, agile, and all muscle. He said, Larry, he said, man, you know Brown down there. He's down there talking about your mom and everything. He talked about how fat and sorry you are and how he's going to knock you off this board. Larry now spitting fire and growling and foaming at the mouth. And I'm looking at Larry saying, oh, hubba hubba. He said, look at that fool down there growling. He told me he's going to scare you that you're going to leave. Are you going to leave? No, coach, I ain't going to leave. Go down there and knock him out the park. Boy, coach got back. He winked at me. Go get him, Brown. I went, ah. I ran into Larry with my helmet. Larry said, boom. I don't know where I landed. When they woke me up, I said, can y'all take this helmet off me for a minute? I said, y'all got any more positions out here? They said, like where? I said, don't y'all need an announcer? I said, Brian, where you going? I was crying. They said, man, some girls over there. I said, I don't care, man. I'm hurting. Said, that fool almost killed me, man. He said, Brown, you quit, man? I said, yeah. I said, what? I said, it ain't worth it, man. No, it ain't worth it. Y'all go ahead. Y'all crazy. I'll be your announcer, man. I was calling the game. I was up there in the booth. Call good games, too, because the pain wasn't worth it to me. And I'm saying to you, you know why people do what they do? The people who go after their stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. I used to talk to my plants when nobody else would listen to me. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Just go out there. It's possible you can get what you want. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. You got to be willing to form and to develop new relationships. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.
Big thanks to Les Brown for stopping by. And today's take-home message from Les is to have faith, to believe in ourselves, and to have a deep conviction that if we continue to push forward, good things will surely happen. All right. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, lesbrown.com. His Instagram is TheLesBrown. His latest book is entitled, You've Got to Be Hungry, The Greatness Within to Win. And lastly, if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, it's about an hour. It's a pretty good talk. You can go over to YouTube and type in It's Possible and in parentheses, Les Brown's Greatest Hits. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Les, you can go to our show description and check out all the past episodes that we've had him featured on the show. And in there will also be links to all the ways to connect with him and his work. All right. Thank you for being here today with me. If you can, after this episode is over, head over to your favorite podcast player app and leave a rating and review for the show. That would be an amazing way to support the show. And lastly, follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see daily inspirational and motivational 1 minute reels of all your favorite speakers. All right, that is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.